This is PlatioRaise. PlatioRaise presents News by Joe Hansen.
I want to hit line drive.
Want to lose weight? Good for you.
In my financial situation.
Before deliberations begin,
look. Popular pie plant pictured here.
Hey. There's some bullshit going on down by the Capitol.
How do you know it's bullshit?
I went by there on my way. I saw it.
I went by there too. Looked like it might have been some kind of protest. Or possibly bullshit. I wasn't sure.
Let's see what the news has to say about it.
Welcome back to Extreme Action News. In local news, there's some bullshit going on down by the Capitol.
I feel vindicated.
I guess that proves it. It was bullshit after all.
I thought you said it looked like a protest.
I said it looked like it might have been some kind of protest. But also, it could have been bullshit, and it appears that it was.
You can't argue with Extreme Action News.
So, you're telling me that a bunch of people are gathered down by the Capitol solely for the purpose of engaging in bullshit?
It would appear so.
Because they said it was the case on Extreme Action News?
I say again, you can't argue with Extreme Action News.
For the sake of discussion, can we check a different news station and see a different perspective on it?
Different, less extreme news stations are for losers and people who hate America.
So, what do you say to that? Are you a loser who hates America?
I suppose not.
So the matter is closed, then.
It's come in this new protective canister. Just open the top and remove the bottle inside.
Could we possibly go down and check out the bullshit ourselves? See what the deal is with it?
Why? We can just see it on TV.
Today, we have an actual general with us to tell us about some of the extreme weapons our forces are using. So, how about it, General?
Thank you. With our new, improved precision smart bombs, we can hit specific targets with an unprecedented 80% efficiency. This will be the most extreme and action-packed combat the world has ever seen. And if nothing else, the movies based on it are going to kick serious ass.
Awesome!
I don't know. I get the impression there might be something else to it. Where's this war again?
East of here, I think?
Yeah, pretty far to the east, right? I don't think I'd like it too close. Though, by the sound of it, it will look pretty cool.
And at the end of the day, isn't that what's important?
I can't sleep with explosions going on. Even in movies, it's too loud.
I still feel like we should go investigate that bullshit that's apparently going down at the Capitol.
Why?
I feel like there might be a connection.
I don't.
Sure. I agree that the people there probably intended to do something more important than bullshit, but that doesn't mean it isn't bullshit.
I'm just wondering what the purpose behind the bullshit is. And how did it get defined as bullshit in the first place? What does that even mean? It's just a way to dismiss something without understanding its significance. Just because our complacent friend says it's bullshit and Extreme Action News says it's bullshit, we don't have to think about it.
Say that again, and I'll show you just how complacent I am.
Extreme Action News has helicopters. Extreme ones. Maybe if you had an extreme helicopter, I'd take your word over theirs.
God damn it! This is exactly what I'm talking about. What does extreme even mean?
It means they take it to the limit.
What limit? What the hell are you talking about?
It means they get every last ounce of coverage they can out of the helicopters.
I used the rest of the peanut butter on my toast this morning. I got every last ounce of peanut butter I could out of that jar. I took that jar of peanut butter to the limit. Does that mean I ate extreme toast for breakfast?
Yes, it does.
And does that make me credible somehow? Then why don't you two come along and check out the situation at the Capitol to see what's really up?
We've both seen it already. You haven't. Why would we trust you?
Because I'm not led around blindly by the words of others.
What are you insinuating? That sounded like a personal attack to me.
I think you owe us both an apology.
What? I'm serious here. You're both hiding from the truth. We really need to find out what's going on down at the Capitol.
We don't need to do shit. And if you go check it out, you'll just see that it really is bullshit.
Okay, look, if it turns out to actually be bullshit, I will buy everyone's dinner.
We're not going.
Welcome back to Extreme Action News. In local news, the bullshit at the Capitol has spread to the nearby streets, obstructing traffic. Officials have called the police to keep the crowds under control and hopefully get traffic moving again in the near future. Today, we have the General back with us to tell us more about the ongoing conflict. So, tell us, General, when will we be receiving the first images of the war?
The first video clips have been filmed and are in post-production now. They should be released by the end of the week.
Awesome! We're all anxious to see the Army in action!
Who are we bombing again?
Some people east of here.
Far to the east, right? I don't want bombs waking me up at night.
Pretty sure.
Can we change the channel?
I thought you were against changing the channel.
I too am starting to feel like I might be missing something. We could try changing the channel. Just a little. Just a glimpse to see if they match up. Because if they match up, we know we're getting the whole story.
I guess I wouldn't be opposed, though it doesn't really seem necessary to me.
Other, less extreme news programs are for losers and people who hate America.
Well, couldn't hurt to see what losers and people who hate America see once in a while.
Welcome back to Freedom Patriot News. In local news, unpatriotic Americans who hate freedom cause a disturbance near the Capitol. Roads have been shut down, and motorists are advised to find alternate routes. With us today, to talk about the ongoing conflict in the East, is an expert on conflicts, a former general with the United States Army. So, tell us, General, what's your opinion on the recent developments in the conflict? Are we nearing an end?
There is an end in sight. But even if there wasn't, it is the patriotic duty of all freedom-loving people to see it through as far as it needs to go.
That sounds close enough to the same thing.
Yeah. I'm satisfied.
But they called the thing at the Capitol a disturbance instead of bullshit. I feel like that's different enough to warrant an investigation.
You gonna go investigate then?
Will you come?
Eh, disturbance and bullshit are close enough for me.
But doesn't the fact that they aren't the same intrigue you? Clearly they see it differently.
But I saw it myself, and so did you.
You said it was bullshit, but Freedom Patriot News disagrees. Don't you want to see who's right?
Not really, but if you go, I'd be interested in your findings.
Maybe I'll report back to you then.
I'll come. I wouldn't mind an investigation. Sounds intellectually stimulating. Especially if we investigate using science.
You mean with a microscope and DNA samples and all that, like on TV?
Yeah, I'd really enjoy that.
Why not just watch the Science Channel? I bet there are scientists investigating things on that channel right now.
Okay. That sounds good to me.
I think you're missing the point.
Can scientists unlock the mysteries of the Bible using modern investigation techniques? Today, on Forensic Bible Study, scientists attempt to use DNA evidence to determine whether a recently exhumed skeleton in which several witnesses have seen the image of Christ belongs to Jesus himself!
This has nothing to do with anything. Why are we watching this?
I thought you were all about investigating things and finding out the truth.
I want to find out the truth about what's going on right now. Not just at the Capitol, but east of here as well. I want to hear what's really going on. I want to hear what the people involved think about it.
The general was involved.
I want to hear about the people that are being bombed. I want to hear who they are. I want to know their stories. I want to know why we're bombing them. Damn it! Tell me what's really happening!
Careful, you're pissing it off.
Tell me the truth!
Hey, watch it. It doesn't react well to—
Give me another perspective! God damn it!
Chill. Hey. She didn't mean it.
Hey. No need for violence.
That TV's had it out for me ever since I wanted to change the channel. It's been plotting to get me this whole time.
No need to jump to conclusions. You probably just agitated it with all that yelling. It's your own fault.
What are you talking about? The TV's the one that did it.
In local news, a freedom-hating citizen has spouted bullshit against the news in an attempt to keep you, the American people, from being informed.
I'll show you how much I hate freedom!
What the hell was that? Now how are we going to know what's going on?
How am I supposed to know about the war to the east now?
I don't know. Just investigate.
What? With science?
Sure! Why not?
I'm not a scientist. I don't know how to do that shit.
How am I supposed to know if those bones are really Jesus or not?
Do you care?
Not really, but I'd like to know anyway.
And what about the bullshit?
Disturbance.
Disturbance. At the Capitol. What about that?
Go down there and see. It's not that hard.
Great. Well, now I'm bored. This isn't extreme at all.
It most certainly isn't.
And with us today is a general to tell us about how the high-precision bombs ensure that only military targets will be destroyed.
And with us today is a doctor to tell us about the difficulties in treating those wounded by the bombings after the destruction of the hospital.
And with us today is a discharged soldier from the war to tell us about the extent of the damage and the loss of life he witnessed in his time in the East.
And with us today is a man to tell us about how he lost his wife and three children when an American bomb struck their apartment while he was away.
We're all looking forward to how cool the movies about this war are gonna be.
This has been a Playdio Rays presentation of News, written by Joe Hansen. Vocal and sound direction by Kate Arvin. Our audio engineer was David Scherer Water. The piece was recorded in the studios of 89.3 KAOS. The cast, in order of appearance, was Coria Giles, Kate Arvin, Todd Kimmick, Jordan Richards, and David Scherer Water.
Awesome!